while we did the Pearls of Wisdom, what other caller do we have here?
We have a couple calls. We're going to go to David in what is normally a sunny place, Santa Cruz, California, today. It's kind of rainy and overcast. David, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
David.
Hey, actually, you know what? The sun is starting to come out right now. So
all right, hooray.
We never have to wait that long for the sun to come back to us. So anyway, I have, hopefully I can squeeze in two really quick questions.
Okay.
You know, I called before, and you said something that I was very happy to hear, and you basically said that there's no reason to get organically whatever raised cattle or beef or whatever. I was wondering if that also applies to vegetables.
Vegetables are kind of interesting. There's more pollution in vegetables and fruit and grains than there is in meat and eggs and milk. The big concern, of course, by people who are environmentally savvy and so forth are concerned about hormones, which are used as growth factors, and steroids and antibiotics that are used as growth factors in livestock raising. And they forget that enormous amount of chemicals in our food, and even the organic ones coming out of Mexico, South America, Africa, Europe, there's a huge danger here. And if there's more salmonella and E. coli problems in sprouts and vegetables than there is in meat and eggs and milk. And so where you get your vegetables, what you do with them is extremely important. So you've hit on a very important subject here, David. Vegetables are oftentimes more dangerous, and sprouts and grains and fruit are more dangerous than meat and eggs and milk when it comes to pollutants. Organic in the United States, when you're certified organic, it means certain things, that you're not using sprays and so forth. There is about a 300% premium. You have to pay a lot more for organic, and it is going to lower the chemical load, the pollutant load in your body. Will have an impact over the long term, and that impact is that it can lower the risk of cancer. No guarantee, but it certainly can lower the risk of cancer. Your immune system works better when you don't have a load of chemicals and so on. But there's always that risk, especially when the little stickers on the bananas and the oranges and apples and kiwi fruit and all the weird stuff that comes in and grains that come from all over the world, they don't have any guarantees that they don't have chemicals in them, because there's no laws in those countries, and so we're kind of victims when you buy things from out of the country. And so there is a concern there. Also, again, just a reminder, when you're looking at sprouts, you can really get in trouble with E. coli and salmonella. Now, one thing you can do, my wife, Dr. Milan, just does a super job here. She uses the lemon essential oils from our ancient legacy member of our family of wonderful companies. And what she does is she'll rinse the fruit and vegetables twice in a big, three, four-quart mixing bowl, just using tap water, rinse them off. And then she adds 10 drops of the lemon essential oils and then fills that up with water, leaves it soak for 30 minutes, and then rinses it one more time. And I normally take some fruit and things with me on the road, and if I take them with me and she sends them to me in a plastic bag, you can get mold on them after about 2 or 3 days just because they're damp. They're fruit inside of a plastic bag, and there's not much circulation in there. But when you actually clean them first a couple of times with tap water and then use the lemon essential oils from Ancient Legacy, they've lasted 3 weeks without getting any mold on them because the lemon oil has such a great disinfectant property. And so I hope that sort of meandering around answers most of your questions on
it does, but
organic.
I was really surprised about the livestock, because I had always assumed that the steroids or growth hormone used to fatten up the cattle is actually in the meat that we eat.
It's not, because depending on what it is, antibiotics and steroids and other drugs and so forth are required by law to be withdrawn, and it might be 10 days or 30 days before they go to market, depending on which drug it is and which animal. And you say, well, they could cheat. Well, that's true. But when they come to slaughter or come to market, they have to come through a federal inspection. They move these inspectors around. After about 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months maximum, they move them to another location. So so there can be little possibility of being paid off to pass stuff that doesn't fit to muster here. But basically, they do test blood and fat and other tissues so that they're looking for the steroids, they're looking for the antibiotics, they're looking for the other drugs, and they're just not in there. If they're in there, then they condemn the meat, and the farmer gets $10 for that animal instead of $1,000. And so farmers tend to be pretty good about following the rules. If there is something wrong, it's usually a mistake, but this is what the federal inspection is there to catch the few mistakes that do occur. But from a proactive standpoint, farmers do not want to send in a $1,000 calf and get $10 for it, or pig or chicken or eggs or milk, and so they're going to be pretty careful.
Okay, the second question, I'll get this in real quick.
Sure.
It relates to something I asked you a couple of weeks ago, and this had to do with the water filtration, and I just wanted to get this, you know, definite. It kind of comes down to this, and I know you said, you know, distilled water, you should add certain your products.
Yeah, 1 ounce of the plant minerals, the unflavored plant minerals per gallon of distilled water.
Right, and you said that, you know, just drinking it out of the tap is not a good thing. It should be filtered, but it kind of comes down to this. It's the difference for me between having a carbon filter, which would be much easier on my life, or if need be, if it's that important, is to go through with a reverse osmosis, either buying it, installing it at my home. Now, if it's only a marginal difference between a carbon filter, reverse osmosis, I'm just going to make life easier for myself. But if you feel that it's significantly better to take those additional steps, you know, then I'll do that. But it wasn't really clear. I kind of thought you said reverse osmosis is better, but I didn't really get it clear that, hey,
reverse osmosis, David, is better than just a carbon block. But ideally, you do the carbon block and then you do the reverse osmosis. There's not that much of a difference that, you know, whatever's more economical and convenient for you. When it comes to when there's emergencies and the water system stop, I keep boxes. I probably have about 10 boxes of 25 of the coffee filters, the paper coffee filters, to first strain whether it's tap water or bathtub water or the water that comes out of the water closet behind the toilet. Or I'm real hesitant to use water from the outside because birds could drop droppings in there and contaminate it, which is what we don't want during the bird flu season. But then I like to use disinfectants such as the colloidal silver. You can put 10 drops per quart. You can use chlorine bleach. Use 10 drops per quart. Leave it set overnight so it off-gases the chlorine. But there's many ways to treat water safely. I'm going to get a hold of that CD, the H5N1 bird flu, how to be a victor, not a victim. When it comes to just daily stuff out of the tap, I'd go ahead and use the carbon block. A little bit cheaper, a little more mechanically easier, and so on. Thank you. Great questions, David, and we'll be back after these messages.